You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to a beautiful Monday here in the state of Wisconsin. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are joining us from in and around the Dairy State or parts beyond. It is great to have you on this Monday. We hope to help you kick off your week with a great start here, or with a bang, or a, what's another, I'm trying to think of a slang term, because that's going to play into tonight's show, Greg Bach and Dom Lee. How are you guys?
Not doing too bad. It's a nice day. Nothing, not too shabby. It's just a Monday, right? I got the Monday
blues. Dom went weather again.
Yeah. I have to.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's great to have you. I am Pete Schwabe. He is Greg Bach. Greg, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's a Monday. Not going to complain about Mondays, but it was like really warm out, then it was raining, and then it was sun shining, and it was hot, and it's just a very living life. Not a whole lot to report. Kind of a boring day, I must say.
You know what? I don't mind the boring days. Yeah. I like a nice, easy, no frills day. I have no problem with that, where it's just another day in ordinary time, as they used to say in the Catholic Church when I used to go to Mass.
In ordinary time?
That's what they would say. This is the fourth week or the 21st week in ordinary time, not like since Christmas or before Easter or after Easter. In the Catholic Church, those are kind of the benchmarks, if you will, to use a radio term.
I remember as when I was a kid, there was always like, you know, there were the high school I went to was built in a certain year, and it said in the year of our Lord. And I, as a little kid, I thought like, well, which ones are the year of the Lord? Is it this year? That was the year of the Lord? Is there another? And then someone just told me like, no, it means anytime. Like, that doesn't feel as special. Like, I don't know. No one explained that to me in Catholic school. In all the years of Catholic schooling, no one ever explained that concept, the phrase, the year of our Lord.
So it's not like an AD type thing. I thought year of our Lord was since AD.
I don't know. I mean,
I could be wrong though.
Because you can do BC, AD,
right?
CE, BCE. There's all different ways of describing the years.
I have a feeling we're going to get some light shed on this very soon, because Dom looks like he is googling his fingers off right now.
I'm
do you have
going
some
to
information
work.
For us?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm
let us know when you have something. Okay. In the meantime, right up front, we should say that there is a breaking news story out in California in San Diego. Greg, there was a shooting at a mosque. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, three people are dead, as well as the two teenage shooters, if I'm not mistaken. Is that
correct?
Sound right?
Yep. Okay. All the information we have right now is that the two suspected shooters have been, they're using the term neutralized, and three people have been killed outside of at a San Diego mosque. There's reporting going on right now. There's more developing, but we just want to let people know right now. The president has been briefed on it. He is quoted saying it's a terrible situation. He's getting up-to-date information on it, but we wanted to share that with you really quick before we started the show, so you all were under, if you wanted to go check it out, learn about what's going on, but there will be more information coming out as they know more. As we know more, I'm sure Civic Media will have reporting on it as well.
Absolutely. Both suspects, ages 17 and 19, ABC is reporting self-inflicted gunshot wounds, but I guess, you know, we'll see what happens right before the a holy time on their calendar too, the Muslim calendar, so very unfortunate.
Yeah. And it also, the FBI is saying that this is being treated as a hate crime, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not a good way, despite what I said at the top of the show, to kick off a week, but we just want to keep you guys informed, and Civic Media will keep you posted as well. And with that in mind, let's find out how our weekends work, Greg. Because let's shift here, because it's a Monday night. It's the start of the week. Yeah. We gotta have some positive things going on here tonight. So, did you have a good weekend?
It was a fine weekend. Didn't do a whole lot that I can remember right now. I'm trying to go. I mean, I think the reason why I can't remember is because we really didn't do much. Yesterday, we watched a bunch of old movies, and
that's fun.
Yeah, and you know, I just really relaxed. That was it. And then before I knew it, it was time for bed last night. I'm like, oh, okay, well, the weekend is done. And I did mow the lawn on Saturday, and that was a harrowing experience because I let it grow a little bit, and it was like 85 degrees where I live.
Oh, my gosh.
I was mowing for like 3.5 hours, and I had to take like 5 breaks, drink 4 bottles of water. And when I was done, I just walked in the house, and I said to my wife, I go, I'm going to clean the kitchen table tomorrow. And she's like, yeah, why don't you just go to bed? I'm like, I just got to sit down.
Is that the worst when you're ready for bed at like 6 p.m.? You're like, I can't go to bed now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the thing was, too, it's like I don't want to even like sit down right now. I'm disgusting.
Right.
I'm so gross. It's like, can you just like turn the hose on and just hit me for a little while? Just thank you very much. But, you know, it was a humdrum weekend, but I'm fine with humdrum. Like, I do not
ordinary
need
time.
Excitement. Yeah, exactly. The year of our Lord. I do not need excitement on the weekends. It's fun to do some things, like went to the baseball game last weekend. But honestly, for me, I don't know what it was, but this weekend of just like chores around the house, sitting around doing nothing, got some Bloody Marys on Saturday
and Sunday,
and that was it, and that was great. I'm you know, thankful, and I have gratitude for the fact that I can do that.
Dude, you're a married guy. You'll appreciate this. When I took some screens in last week.
Yeah.
We have two hardware stores in our area across the river in Menominee.
Which ones? What is it like a?
One's Ace and another is True Value. Which I
perfect.
Saying,
love it.
And that's discounting Menards. We have Menards too. I don't want to brag, but or name drop. But I took a couple screens in and then I called the place and they said, yeah, they're ready. I have 3 more. Mm-hmm. Okay, bring those in. I go to the other hardware store to drop them off. And they're like, I go and then I want to pick up the other 2 screens. And they're like looking at me like I'm crazy. And I said, no, I talked to Chuck. And she's like, there's no Chuck here. I'm like, this isn't Walter Brothers Hardware, is it? She goes, no. So I get the look, the married look from the wife, like, you idiot.
Well, what's really funny is that where you live and the fact that you know, your 2 hardware stores are an Ace and a True Value.
Yeah.
The fact that you said, I talked to Chuck and she didn't go, it's the other store. Because I am positive that has happened before.
Of course. And, you know, and I left the screens there because I was embarrassed. I went to pick up the other two and I saw how inexpensive it was. So I called the other place and I go, hey, if you can match this, you can fix my 3 other screens. They're like, we're not matching that. I'm like, I'm going to have to come back and take them. And it was like we spent an hour in Menominee and we didn't even buy weed. How do you like that? It's a big weed place.
Michigan, never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that too. I've taken it to the hardware store, screens to get fixed. And the last 2 times I did it, they're like, we'll call you in like a week. Cause they don't do it there. There's just a guy who comes, picks them up, fixes them, brings them. And it's like a partnership with an independent fixer. And I was like 3 weeks later, I'm like, they never called. So I called like, hey, I dropped my screens off like a couple weeks ago. Like, oh yeah, we called you. I'm like, when? A little while ago. I'm like,
oh, you have a record of that.
I know. Yeah, I have a cell phone, and cell phones tell me when you call. And
and
there's nothing I can do. I mean, I need the screens. I paid for it, so there's just that thing of like, this isn't worth arguing over. So thank you. All right, I'll be in 10 minutes.
We sent them to Chuck up in Menominee. This year.
Exactly. And you're calling the wrong store.
I have to say, today I was doing errands with my beautiful daughter who turns 21 today. Shout out, happy birthday, Kate Schwaba. Very proud of you. What a great kid. And it's funny where we live, everyone's like, oh, you can go out and get plastered legally now. She doesn't drink. She has no interest. She says she'll never drink. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. I don't know. Yeah. But it's so funny that people make that leap and just assume you're going to go out and get blitzed.
Because those people who are saying those things are probably in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you did. That is what you did. And I know a lot of, I mean, my niece, when she turned 21, she went out for dinner. She had a couple, she didn't get rocked, but she also did not drink, but she just had a night out with some friends, had a couple of cocktails, and that was it. My nephew turned 21 a couple of weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, and I have no idea what he did, and I'm betting it wasn't a big party. I don't want to say that young people don't party a lot, but Dom, tell them, you know,
they drink less, right, Dom?
It was the same thing with me. When I turned 21, I just went to a restaurant with my family, and then I didn't do anything else. That's just kind of how we, some of my friends do the same thing. It just, we just don't do it as much anymore. It's just not how it is.
I got unadvisably wasted on my 21st birthday because all of my friends were turning 20 run the same time. So it was ridiculous. And the stories they tell that I don't remember, I'm, you know, teach their own. They're 21. They're of age. But I like hearing that young people aren't partying.
I agree.
There's way more to do. There's other ways of enjoying certain stimulants. So, yeah. Bring it on.
I will say this before we make a quick announcement here, that when I was 21, Greg, I had been going to this bar in Lincoln Park in Chicago because I went to DePaul University. I'd been going there for 2 years. So they threw a surprise party for me at this bar because I started, all my friends just kind of kept going. And I kind of started this little migration. Yeah. And the bar owner comes up to me and he goes, please tell me you're turning 22 tonight. He knew I had been going there for 2 years. Totally not. I've been going there since I was 19.
I turned 21 and went to a bar that I used to work at, and he was like, wait, what? I'm like, nothing at all.
Right. Hey, Dom, this is your week to pick the movie for Nightlight Movie Club. Tell us really quickly what it is before we get to our question of the night.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a drum roll because I'm very excited about this movie, all right? So let's...
You sound excited. Drum roll. You sound very,
I'm very,
very
excited.
I'm
hyped. On Thursday, the movie pick is National Lampoon's Vacation. Boom.
The first one.
The first original one.
The first one. Chevy Chase.
Yeah, I've watched it, but it was a long time ago, and I'm excited to rewatch. It's, I've heard it.
1983.
Really good. Yeah.
Another beautiful. John Hughes written film.
That's we're probably going to have a few of those in our classic movie pick because he's so prolific. But that's a great choice, Dom. Great choice for a summer movie, vacation. It's vacation season. I love it. Well done, sir. Without further ado, let's get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite slang term? Folks, tell us your favorite slang term. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Typically, I'll say where a question of the night was inspired from, whether it was one Greg chose or me or whatever, or Dom, but there's no inspiration for this. It just came to me. I want to know your favorite slang term. You can also text us on the app or on the stream and let us know your favorite slang term. Folks, be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys participate. So that's how we will kick off tonight's show. Good stuff.
Great stuff.
Yeah. We kind of talked about one story already, Greg, but there's other stuff going on. We're approaching a break, but
A break. Let's do this. Let's talk a moment about it. Let's tease it, and we'll come back and we'll get into it. This is a story that came out earlier in the weekend, came out from the Speaker of the House, and he had some really interesting thoughts about pay, inflation, quality employees, and why they should be allowed to do something that other Americans can't do. So we're going to talk more about that. And it'll really give you insight into, or maybe it'll give you an inside idea.
Careful.
Inside idea there on what he thinks this should be legal and not legal for sitting members of Congress. So we'll get more in that on the other side of the break.
They're scrimping by. We're going to talk about all of it right after this very short break, folks. It is great to have you with us here on this Monday. Let's kick the week off together and properly, and let us know your favorite slang term. And we are coming back with some fun stuff to talk about. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach and Dom Lee, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Happy Monday, everybody. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. We are coming to you live. I am in Northeast Wisconsin. Greg is in Southeast Wisconsin. And Dom is right smack dab in the middle of Southern Wisconsin in Madison. We are the Yotter Hay Triangle. And we have an excellent show for you guys tonight. As I mentioned, our question of the night is, what is your favorite slang term? Believe it or not, we also have two outstanding guests on the show tonight.
That's
Mike
right.
Clemens, yeah. Mike Clemens will be here after the news to talk about Brewers are 8-2, I think, in their last 10, Greg. Mm-hmm. And they're in Chicago tonight playing the first place Cubs. That's going to be an interesting series. And Mike will break it down for us. He'll have some Packers news. They made a trade today. And then in hour number two, Jay Henley will be here. He is the founder and curator of The Bounty in Madison, Wisconsin. And there's a great event coming up there that you'll want to hear all about. Jay's been on the show before, and we look forward to talking with Jay. We were discussing some current events, though, Greg. And you found a story I thought was really interesting.
Yeah. So Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, heard of him. He went in front of a bunch of people and said that members of Congress need to be able to do trading, need to be able to do stock trading. And the big concern is that they are always in front of these people who are trying to do deals, close deals, find out. They're getting inside information all the time, and they are benefiting off of those tips and that information. And his reason for being able to do insider trading is because, wait for it, and remember how much you paid for gas this weekend. $174,000 is not enough for a sitting congressman to live.
Who works half the year, by the way, pretty
yeah.
much.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
campaigns.
And that's not even like $174,000 is the base pay.
Right.
If you are the Speaker of the House, you make $223,500 a year. If you are a top party leader, you make $193,400 a year. And this has not gone up since 2009. After it says here in the story on Yahoo Finance, because that's where I get all my financial information. After inflation, that's roughly a 30% pay cut. Okay, cool. I don't care. Okay, right. If you can't make $174,000 work, that's not my problem. He's saying things like, well, we're just not going to get qualified people who can run for Congress. Name me 10 people in Congress who are qualified who do this.
You know, not only that, how much has minimum wage gone up? Or what kind of pay cut have those people taken over the
yeah.
years? And I this reminds me of when Scott Walker, like 14 years ago, said, well, I could go make some real money because he was only making $200,000 a year as governor or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just a lack. They're just not in touch, these politicians.
No.
The fact that they can trade, like, yeah. and to be fair, Nancy Pelosi has made a ton yep. of money. Donald Trump quarter has made a ton of money. You can't possibly think that that's okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene, another one, her stock portfolio went up 476%. So if you think that's okay, and it's the same argument I make for term limits, people that want term mm-hmm. limits, I get it in theory. You have to curtail the campaign financing because the richest people are going to get their people into office. That's just mm-hmm. how it works. And someone who I'm okay with them making this amount because it's expensive to live in Washington, D.C. And you have to make the office somewhat feasible for a regular person to run to. The guy that works at Walmart is not going to leave his job because he needs every single paycheck to run for Congress. But mm-hmm. it's got to be skewed better. You can't just have rich people running either.
250 out of the 535 voting members of Congress are worth $1 million or more. And yes, you are absolutely right. And I wanted to bring that up because we're going to put this in the show notes too. You can go to capitaltrades.com. You can see exactly what our members of Congress are trading on, how much money they're making. And on the first page, everybody listed, it's a Democrat. So this is not yep. a right versus left. This is a class thing. This is rich versus the working class versus the poor. And yeah, I do not care if you can't make $174,000. Then get a different job. Get a better job. That's what you tell everybody yeah. who wants to get $20 an hour at McDonald's. We'll get a different job. Go somewhere else. So like this is just so tone deaf. And they're really doing this to justify Donald Trump making
right.
hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. So it really just absolutely peeves me to no end on this one. Like he just stood there and said, it's very tough. You know,
it's tough. So out of touch.
A single parent of like two or three kids who has one, if not two jobs and bad or no health insurance. But I guess they did that to themselves, right? Mike Johnson, you super duper Christian guy with empathy.
Here's another thing I saw, Greg, this cracked me up. People are in a lather and I'm not going to say, you know, it really started with a guy named Matt Walsh who posted that he didn't like the fact that Lupita Nyong'o was playing Helen of Troy in the new film Odyssey coming out from Christopher mm-hmm. Nolan.
Yep.
He doesn't think she should be black. This is supposed to be a beautiful woman. And he said, this is not the most beautiful woman in the world. No guy would think that. First of all, how on earth, how do you do that research, Matt? No. But he doesn't need to, because guess what? Elon Musk just responded true to Matt Walsh's Twitter post. The fact that they are in a lather over a black woman playing a fictional or mythical character is insanity. Don't you have other things to worry about? And this is a story. I mean, I don't get it.
Musk went on to say that Christopher Nolan is urinating. I'm not using the word he used, urinating on Homer's grave. Well, here's some news for you. They don't even know if Homer was actually a real person or or a conglomerate of poets and writers from that time. So there's that. And then also, and we're going to include this story in the show notes as well, a nice little article here from HuffPo. It says 25 times white actors played people of color and no one gave a rip. So, this is also just an absolute, I mean, this man is knocking on $1 trillion and he's using his money and time for this. It's
silly.
I am like, so I want to scream into the wind because it's like they have nothing better to do with their time.
Right.
All they can do is rage bait. They have no actual discernible qualities. Matt Walsh, I'm looking at you right now. You're worthless. You have no actual thoughts in your brain. And this is how you stay relevant. And that's pathetic. You have children.
And by the way, a lot of people think she is stunningly beautiful and she's an Oscar winner too. She's more than qualified. And wait till these people find out that Jesus wasn't white and didn't speak English.
What?
All right, we are coming back. Whoa, settle down, people. Mike Clemens is here, folks. After the news, we're going to talk some Brewers, some Packers schedule, all kinds of fun stuff. This is Nightlight with Pete and Greg. So glad you're here, folks, on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back. Sometimes I think Dom is actually counting 1, 2, 3, 4. You're on, Pete. Like, you're actually, you're doing the measures and everything.
He does them on rhythm. He does them that's good stuff. That's good stuff right there.
Outstanding. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. He's Greg Bach. Dom Lee holding down the fort in Madison. We are so happy you're with us tonight on this beautiful Monday in the state of Wisconsin. Our question of the night, what is your favorite slang word? Have fun with this, folks. You can even make one up if you want. Go to town and be part of the show. We love it. Real quick on the stream, Sydney Politics says, during the secret show, when we're off the air, those on the stream can hear us talking. And he said, did Greg pronounce the J in Baja Blast? I thought I heard that.
I did. Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
He did.
And that's a reference to The Sopranos where, like, someone, I think Tony's upset and one of his underlings like, you want me to get you some Baja Fresh? I'm like, God, yes. I'm only pronouncing the J now, Baja Fresh. You like some Baja Blast?
Sydney, nothing gets by Sydney.
No.
Thank you for pointing that out, Sydney, so we could have some fun with that. All right, joining us now, folks, is one of our favorite guests. He is a Nightlight best pal, as it were, and he is also our sports authority here at Civic Media. He joins us now over the phone, Mr. Mike Clemens. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pete. Greg, how are you doing? Slang
hey,
word.
Mike.
Is chill a slang word?
Yeah, I think it is, for sure.
That's the great thing about a slang term, Mike, is that it's all subjective. It's what you feel. So if you think it's a slang term, then yes, it is.
I still like chill. I'm okay with vibe. A lot of the players that I talk to these days in their 20s, they talk about vibe. So I'm okay with that. But I'm so burned out on this word. That when I hear someone say it, and I love biographies, right? That's pretty much what I do. But when they say the word journey, I'm talking about my journey. Oh gosh, my eyes roll. I change the channel. I move on. Swipe the phone.
Mikey, you've got so many slang terms right there in your job. Like, let's say you're at the ballpark. Bags, the bump. Like all these sports slang terms. And I was surprised. I thought maybe you'd go there, but chill is outstanding.
Here's a weird one. There was a player that had moved from like linebacker to defensive end. And he was excited about the opportunity to be a pass rusher. And we were talking to Mike McCarthy about this. This was years ago. He says, oh, yeah, he's totally into it. He's even got spats on his shoes. A spat. You know the black thing on shoes back in the 1930s and stuff?
Oh, and yeah.
What? Do you know what that means? It means, see those defensive ends, they like to wrap tape around their shoe between their cleats and over the top to make them as tight as possible so that their feet get the best grip with their cleats on the front. Those are called spats. So, there's all kinds of slang terms in football for sure.
Wow. That's so great. I always think of Spats as like in those old black and white movies where they knock on the door to the speakeasy and the password is like shaving a haircut.
Right at there or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight. We've got a lot to get to. It's weird that like we're in the thick of baseball season here, but there is Packers and Bucks news too. Where do you want to start?
Well, the Packers schedule came out, and you know a lot of people wait on that. It's important to a lot of industries. So the Packers have got 9 home games, 8 away games, and they're in prime time 6 times this year. There's a guy named Howard Katz. He retired last year, but he started putting together the schedules for the NFL about 25 years ago. And there was a tremendous process that he told Peter King from Sports Illustrated. Like, do you remember, I think it was 2022, and it ended up being Rodgers last year in Green Bay. And stop me if you've heard this before. He started holding out the team that he wasn't going to come back because he was upset at Brian Gutekunst or whatever. And so the schedulers, back 4 or 5 years ago, when they put together the schedule, guess what? Sure, they have to worry about the competition and playing teams in your division and what your schedule was last year, et cetera. They do it for the ratings. This just in. They do it for the ratings. Right. So therefore, that year, Tom Brady had moved on to I think the Buccaneers,
Tampa,
and so they said, okay, a Tom Brady game on Sunday Night Football. That's our prime real estate now, not Monday night, Sunday night. So let's give him about 5 or 6 weeks to get things going in Tampa Bay, and then we'll put him on a Sunday night game. Okay, what's next? The Green Bay Packers. Well, is Aaron Rodgers going to be back? Because this was like May 5th, and they didn't know yet. They made some calls. They felt good he was probably going to come back. But if he didn't, and if Jordan Love was going to have to take over that year, they thought, well, the Packers are still like our number two draw after Tom Brady. So we'll schedule 4 or 5 Packer games in prime time. We'll just make it earlier in the season. Because if it's Jordan Love and, you know, they stink at the end of the year, then, you know, I mean, that's the way they think. Like when Trevor Lawrence was the hot quarterback coming out of college and played for the Jaguars, they knew there'd be a lot of interest there. So they put the Jaguars on earlier in the year, assuming they'd probably be, you know, 3-13 by December. So that's the way these schedules are put together.
Wow. That just feels – well, I mean, I wonder what it must feel like for them where it's like, you know, Jordan Love is now the QB of the Packers, and really they don't need to schedule any games around Aaron Rodgers because it's not really worth it. That's just my thought.
Well, no, obviously, since Jordan took over, there's a couple of games they've had on Thanksgiving against the Lions where they set new records in the history of the NFL on Thanksgiving, even back in the 60s when, you know, there was only 3 channels. So Jordan Love and the Packers are, again, by the 6 primetime games that they have, and then on top of that, they're playing this game on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. That's a first. It's the first time the Packers played a game on a Wednesday since 1938. And then this crazy – I couldn't believe it. This game against the Bears in Chicago, December 25th. And I go, oh, okay, great. I didn't know that Christmas was on a Sunday this year. Okay. Then I look up the calendar. It's a Friday.
Oh my God.
Like, they just – you know, I don't want to work, guys, on Christmas Day. But I don't have to. You know, that's the one
day
where
my family... Then don't go. Just be like, hey, you guys watch the game. You'll know what's going on.
Explain that to 25 civic media stations. Yeah, Clemson didn't feel like going. Anyway, so, no, I mean, it's all about the ratings, baby. So even though the NBA is starting up these games, the league could have very easily have put the Bears and the Packers on Sunday the 27th, but they didn't do it on Saturday. They did it on Christmas Day, Friday at noon. So right after the kids open up their presents, you have to, you know, turn the TV on and be glued. And, you know, I feel bad for the stadium workers, you know. I mean, it's one thing if the 25th falls on a Sunday. Okay, then we got to go, right? That happens every, you know, 5, 6 years. But they moved the game to Friday at noon just so they could be on Christmas Day. Why? Because they get the most amount of ratings for their advertisers. So that's frustrating. Another development for the Packers is they have made some trades and some acquisitions to fill some of the guys that moved on in free agency. Quay Walker was a first-round pick. He got a huge deal with the Raiders that Green Bay would have never paid. And they made a trade. They traded a defensive lineman to the Colts for Zaire Franklin, a veteran linebacker who's been down there with the Colts. And, you know, the Packers, they have this tendency when they see a team in a joint practice like we did last summer. We went down to Indianapolis last summer for a joint practice session with the Colts and then a preseason game. They see somebody they like, they mark that down. And they like Desire Franklin. He's been down there 8 years. Now, you know, the Colts, they've been going through a carousel of quarterbacks, right? Anthony Richardson didn't turn out. They got Daniel Jones there, but he gets injured. Remember they brought back Philip Rivers from retirement?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
In a fill-in. So Zaire was on the NFL Network the other night, and he was asked this question. What were the reasons why you decided? Because Chris Ballard, the GM of the Colts, a Badger guy, said, listen, we're going to move on. Here's a couple of teams that are interested in trading for you. Which one do you like? And here's why he chose Green Bay.
That's great. And that was a nice slang word he used there, Mike. Dope.
I was going to say, we now know Zaire Franklin says the slang word.
Mike Clemens is our guest. He is our Civic Media Sports Authority. We're talking to him about the Packers. The schedule came out. Mike, before we switch to the Brewers, I did want to ask you, the Packers have, by all accounts, one of the toughest schedules next year, maybe third or second toughest in the whole league. Have they expressed any, not concern about that, because it is what it is, but what's your take on that?
Yeah, they got two games on Sunday night. Really, you know, they do that thing called power rankings, which I think is nonsense. You know, no one thought this. A year ago at this time, did you really think it was going to be the Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks with their second-year coach in the Super Bowl? No.
Right.
So I'm not worried about that. I do worry about the tempo of the schedule. You know, people are excited, like, okay, so they get their road games out of the way in the first part of the season. They open in the Dome in Minnesota against the Vikings in September, and then the last four or five games are Lambeau Field, and like four of the five.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, that's not – I work with these players, man. They don't want to be outside every weekend. That drains you. It's crappy weather out, like those last couple of games in Chicago that were so cold – it takes you till Wednesday or Thursday to thaw out. You know, it really does. It's harder to get your body back after you played in an extreme cold weather game. So, but you know, that is obviously, though, it's home field advantage. So if you're trying to, you know, get a winning streak going at the end of the season, and you know, banking wins so that you can get a better playoff seed, that benefits the Packers.
This just kind of brings me back to the original question. It's like, are they taking it's all about ratings, it's all about whatever. They don't really, there's no consideration for anybody, and whether it's time off or not safety, but just, you know, being outside all the time, that doesn't really matter. It's all about the ratings, correct?
Right. And you know, the players assure you, Micah Parsons assured me talking to him about that, because they had a really cold forecast coming up, and he goes, we're fine, man. And then he talks about all the tools that they've got. He played at Penn State, and you know, still though, you do talk to these guys on Monday and Tuesday, and they're dragging.
Imagine.
That is the voice of Mike Clemens. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking Packers, and we are going to pivot and do some Brewer talk after the break. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite slang term? Mike said his is chill. We just heard from the latest Packer who said dope. You guys sound like you come from the same general area there, Mike, and vibe is good, too. I'm with you there. But we'll read all your texts in hour number two, folks, so get those in. Be part of the show. We've got Jay Henley coming up in hour number two. He is the owner and curator of The Bounty in Madison, and he's got a great event coming up later this month, and it's going to be for a good cause, too. So you want to talk to Jay. He's been on the show before. Also, our movie of the week is Thursday night. Nightlight Movie Club is second hour Thursday night, and it is Dom's week to pick. It is vacation, ladies and gentlemen. So get in on that. You got time to watch the film and be part of the conversation on Thursday. We will be right back after this very short break with our pal, Civic Media Sports Authority, Mr. Mike Chill Clemens. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, coming to you live on the Civic Media Network. I am in Northeast Wisconsin, Christmas City, USA, Marinette. Greg is coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, and Dom Lee is in Madison producing the show and running the board. We are the Yotter Hay Triangle, and it is great to have you with us on this beautiful Monday night in the state of Wisconsin. And what could be better? We are talking with our pal, Mike Clemens, who covers sports so diligently here at Civic Media. We were talking Packers, and we wanted to ask Mike as well. There's a big series kicking off, Mike, tonight. The first pitch will be thrown at 6:40. Brewers-Cubs. Cubs riding a 14 or 15-game home winning streak, but the Brewers are on a bit of a tear as well. Should be a good series.
Yeah, Cubs, though, lost a series to the Southsiders, to the White Sox, 2-1 over the weekend, 9-8.
Yeah.
But now, you know, these two teams are just waiting. This is one that's circled on your calendar, right? At Wrigley Field, sure. We hope that they get the game off. There was some heavy showers in Chicago earlier, and I think they're getting to roll up the tarp. Tonight, it's Brandon Sprout on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cubs lefty Shota Imanaga, who's from Japan. He played for like 7 years in Japan, 32 years old now. Cubs brought him in a couple of years ago. I remember it was like 2 years ago. He pitched the first combined no-hitter at Wrigley Field since 1972 in Milt Pappas. I had that card on my Stingray.
That's an old-timey baseball name, Milt Pappas.
Milt Pappas. So, but they, you know, guy's a great pitcher, and so that'll be a great show up. And I think the Mizorowski goes tomorrow night against the Cubs. So, watching the weather. But you know, for the Brewers, even though they're down Brandon Woodruff and Quinn Priester, who they thought would be their number one and number two starters, they're still coming back from IL. You know, look at these guys that have filled in, like the Miz, 103 miles an hour. Kyle Harrison, picked up from Boston, the lefty. Logan Henderson, who pitched yesterday. And so they're going to be loaded when those two guys come back. And then their closer is now Abner Uribe, who, when he made his debut one night in August 7, they're at the ballpark, and the kid's warming up, and he throws 103 miles an hour. I'd never seen a pitch that fast before. I'm thinking about the pitchers I saw, you know, hearing about as a kid from, I don't know, Sandy Koufax to Vida Blue, right? Or Nolan Ryan. And so I asked Murph, I said, this in that Yankees series, they got that Jose Caballero, who's a very fast base runner. He's taking this huge lead off of first base, and Abner's doing this great job of throwing it back and making that guy stay on first base. I said, is that something that Chris Hook, the pitching coach, has developed with Uribe?
You know, Mike, it's the Brewers a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, were sitting at the bottom of the table in the standings in their division, and you know, Jackson Churio is back, Christian Yelich was back, and now he's back out because of his back, and it just feels like once they get the other pitchers in line, this might be an unstoppable team. I mean, this is they had some bumps a couple of weeks ago, but they've really come back strong, and I'm very interested to see what they're going to do against the Cubs because with Bryce Terang, he is just the guy everyone's looking at right now. He is like, I mean, the press is writing about him. The players are talking about him. He is just this, almost seems like a one-man baseball team.
It's how they developed him. And I can go into depth about some of that. I just know this, that right now the Brewers, if they score four runs or more, they're 22-4. And Yelich did come back over the weekend from that back injury that you were talking about. He hit a home run yesterday. But if they can get a couple more of those power bats going, then they're going to be a dangerous team. One last thing is I want to play this for you guys. I think this is the quote of the week. And we're turning to the Milwaukee Bucks, who had that horrible losing season. And Giannis only played like 36 games. And Kevin Porter Jr. was shut down with knee surgery at the end of the year. And they're losing 4 to 5 games. And Doc Rivers retires and blah, blah, blah. Miles Turner, the center they brought in a trade from the Pacers, was asked about what was the last couple of months like? Were guys late? I mean, do NBA coaches fine players?
Mike, I'm so glad you pivoted there because I really wanted to get to that clip. And well, there is a new sheriff in town with Taylor Jenkins, so we'll see what happens. That's great stuff.
I mean, you know. See, like I've been saying, and it's not Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers gets to a point where, like he said, going into the season, we had a shot so long as we stayed healthy. Well, they weren't healthy. Your star player wasn't healthy. And your star player is showing up 2 hours late. One of your co-owners is now involved in a sex scandal that's going to trial. You know, we got a new owner that's moving in, and Jimmy Haslam, the president of the team of the last 12 years, just stepped down and went back to New York. As the Bucks turns, that's the drama I'll be watching this summer.
Sounds like the third season of Running Point.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mike, thank you so much as always, pal. Have a great week and a great holiday weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, coming back for hour number two. We're going to read your texts and talk to Jay Henley. Don't go anywhere. This is Nightlight with Pete and Greg.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.